Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nine. McGuire with nine. The Board Beer Quality Mark nine. On Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer Quality standards, verified at every stage.
Good morning,
Gerard. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well.
Good, good, good.
I must say you're looking tremendous.
What?
Can I just say how tremendous you're looking?
I didn't hear that, sorry.
Did I mention that you were looking tremendous? Well, you are looking tremendous. You must be in the gym all the time.
I'm trying a bit. You know, it's all about a kind of balancing, like I love food, but watching what you eat too, you know.
Yes, yes.
A little bit of fasting does no one any harm.
All right.
All right.
He says, looking at me.
No, I didn't.
I'm as svelte as I've felt for ages. Anyway, you're looking great.
Oh, you're good fun.
You're looking great. So what have you got? What are you doing today?
Okay, so I got kind of two midweek dinners. And
okay.
The first one is a chicken leek and sourdough gratin.
Oh, right.
Which sounds really posh. People get nervous, gratin. What does that mean?
Yeah.
It just means you just flash it onto the grill with some breadcrumbs, and that's where we're getting it. We're using some chicken cut into pieces. This is a great little recipe for leftover chicken.
Okay.
And what works really well with this is some fresh leeks. Leeks is gorgeous with this. So some leeks trimmed, cut into nice big kind of slices. I love leeks and chicken.
I do too. It's a wonderful combination.
Yeah. And if you've cooked that off a little bit of butter, you can use some nice olive oil with that, and then a little bit of thyme. Fresh thyme is excellent in this. So let that cook down. Put in a little bit of chicken stock, a little bit of Dijon mustard. You can put in some wine into it, but I'm going to put in some Parmesan cheese, which is lovely. It'll give a lovely richness to the sauce. And into this, Marty, we're putting in these kind of, it's like a little can or tin of cannellini beans. You can use haricot beans, butter beans. You can use lots of different beans in this. Strain them, put them in at the very end. And where do we get the gratin? It's a little bit of kind of like leftover sourdough or fresh sourdough. Just chop it up into cubes. Sprinkle that over your lovely chicken when it goes into a kind of like an oven-proof dish, and that can either go into the oven at 200 degrees or else under the grill if it's warmed. Does that make sense?
Yes,
if you've warmed it up. So, chicken has got to be cooked nice big chunks. If you're using raw chicken, remove the skin, remove any bones, obviously. And you can actually do this with leftover chicken. So, say you had leftover kind of chicken from a Sunday lunch or whatever like that. It's gorgeous. The whole combination. Into this, I never said, a little bit of lemon zest works well.
Oh,
lemon, thyme, leeks, it's a great combination.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Tasty.
And the thing about this is, very filling.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well, which
absolutely.
Lovely. You know?
You don't need, and actually,
no.
Good point you're just saying that. I'm using leeks, but you know, if you don't like leeks, you could use some peppers, or you could use even the likes of courgettes, or you could use frozen peas.
Well, I remember telling you before that probably my favourite dish, I mean, we all love steak and chips, but one of my favourites, is chicken broccoli. Right? Which my current wife, Maria, makes really well. And I love it. She does other bits with it too, but you don't really need to. It's lovely of itself.
Oh, that's great.
And this chicken and leek sourdough gratin is the very same. It's of itself, isn't it?
Isn't it so tasty?
Oh, it's a lovely
thing.
So
tasty. And that combination, I mean, like you said something very interesting there, the chicken and broccoli. Broccoli would be a great substitute instead of leeks.
It's a great chair.
Yeah, I think it works really, really well. And there is, pardon me, a little bit of mustard in this, but that's optional. A little bit of mustard, like I'm only using one tablespoon, which isn't a huge amount.
Yeah.
And I mean, it gives a lovely kind of a kick and a freshness to the actual kind of like lovely kind of sauce.
Did I tell you, my dad used to, back in the day, you could mix it yourself. You buy the mustard powder.
Oh, you told me that.
Yeah. And he'd a little silver spoon and he'd mix it. Mad. Because he loved it.
I know the memories you have.
You know, my dad was a skinny malink malode.
I know. What would he serve? What would he eat with the mustard?
Oh, no. Things like ham or whatever it
would be. Okay, or beef.
But he loved the mustard, which is the funny, because no one else except me at home likes particularly mustard. Funny, isn't it?
It's kind of a love-hate relationship for me. I like it in certain things. I don't use it every day or every
like
week.
Marmite as
well. Yeah, true.
Things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True, but
does,
isn't it you're thinking of your dad? That's lovely.
Yeah, well.
That mixing it.
Don't
true.
We? Don't we, though?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Food memories. I
food
think that's
memories.
What it's so important to us.
I bet you.
So,
now, just chicken and leek sourdough gratin.
Yeah. Oh, I love the way you say that. That's the French coming in. Were you in France recently?
Well, funny you should say that.
You?
We found ourselves in Paris. We did, yeah.
Aren't the French fantastic?
They are, yeah. And one of the things I love, you know that they really like steak and chips.
Yes.
But nothing else.
That's it.
There's nothing else.
No.
Steak and chips. L'entrecote.
Steak free.
And And I mean, you're in the Champs-Élysées, and I'm telling you this now because I think it's fascinating. It was £20.
Wow.
For steak and chips.
Wow.
On the Champs-Élysées.
Well, you see, the French are very clever because they would use not like your fillet of beef, because they wouldn't make money in that. It could be bavette. It could be lots of other lovely cuts, which they do. And what they do is they, some of those cuts you must cook medium, medium rare. How did you? You like
it? Yeah, well, it was medium. It was a little rare in fairness for me, but it was medium.
But it was tasty.
It was very tasty. But it's
good value.
And isn't that a great price?
That's superb.
So, but what sort of cut would that have been, did you say?
Well, that might have been bavette or ongle. There are all these different cuts that the French have different terminology. Like we have them here in Ireland. Mm. We don't cook them an awful lot, to be honest with you. There's only one butcher that are a few butchers, but Pat Whelan is a very clever man who has all these different variety of cuts. It's all about education.
Yes,
because they're a lesser used cut. They're good value. There's a lovely marble and a fat, which you need for flavour, in my opinion.
Yeah.
If you look at 10, 20 years ago, a ribeye steak, you wouldn't have got that.
No, you wouldn't.
People said, no, definitely not. So anyway,
are we sticking?
We've another dish. You're okay. This is what I call a one-tray dinner.
Okay.
And it's a chicken and halloumi. What's a halloumi? It's a cheese, so it is. And there's a couple of lovely Irish companies who make halloumi. So it's a Greek-style kind of firm cheese. And this is a chickpea tray bake. That's some mouthful. Repeat
chickpea
that.
Chickpea tray bake.
Halloumi.
Halloumi, chickpea. It's a far cry from this year.
Do you know what? You've hit the nail on the head. Hasn't food came so much?
Ah, of course.
I wouldn't have even known what halloumi cheese was when I was training as a chef. You know how food has changed and chickpeas. I wouldn't know what a chickpea was either.
But if halloumi, would it have been available here at all?
Very small quantities nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, halloumi is lovely with a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of smoked paprika, and just grilled in a salad. It's delicious because it doesn't melt, it firms up, and it gives a lovely kind of a texture.
Sounds nice.
I think there's an Irish company called the Little Cheese Company, I hope I'm right in saying that do Irish halloumi with Irish milk, which
is fantastic.
So this is a tray bake. So we're doing one tin of chickpeas, which are drained and rinsed, a couple of tablespoons of rapeseed oil or olive oil you can use, or you can use a lovely lemon infused olive oil, which would be lovely, hence the lemon and chicken, remember that?
Yes.
And then we're going to put some lovely spice. So we're using harissa spice. Harissa is an African spice with a little bit of a kick in this, so it'll give lovely flavour to the chicken.
My first use of harissa spice was in your cookbook.
Well done.
The one with the...
Keep going.
It was the daily one, the one that for Egypts. It was kind of aimed at people like
me. Was that a Jamie Oliver one there?
No.
I'm only joking.
It was aimed at people
Home economics.
Like me. Yeah.
For
it
life.
It was the simple dishes thing that you do in the halloumi. Or the harissa, sorry. And it was fantastic.
You're a guest.
It's gorgeous harissa spice.
Here's me thinking you never open up these cookbooks.
Now you see.
I know there's a cookbook in you, Marty.
Oh, yeah, there is, yeah.
Music, food and travel.
That's right. Go on, in that order.
Say that again. Okay.
Music, food and travel.
We have the harissa spice, and you put that all over your chicken fillets. So we're using skinless chicken breast, one per person, so that's four in total. Some plum tomatoes, which are lovely, and these lovely little peppers, these small little green paradon, they're called. They're
little
green
peppers,
pepper.
What are they?
They're a tiny little pepper that you'll get in most supermarkets now. Mm. Some are sweet, some are a little bit spicy, and they're gorgeous. Or you can get these tiny little red miniature peppers. These ones are particularly green, so they are. Supermarkets, I see them selling them a lot. The halloumi cheese comes in a small block, about the size of your hand, and you slice it into slices. So you arrange the chicken, you arrange the chickpeas, you arrange, and you put the spice over the chicken breasts, and then the tomatoes, and then the peppers, halloumi cheese, into the oven, onto the tray at 180. That will take, it says in the recipe, 20-25 minutes or thereabouts, until the chicken is cooked. So you could use chicken thighs. If it's on the bone, it's going to take longer. But it's a one-tray dinner, which doesn't take long to prepare, and it's cooked really quickly. Serve that. I think that meat needs either a salad or some vegetables, or you know, the good old spuds, the wee baby, or a baked potato would be gorgeous with this. And a glass of milk.
And a glass, fresh from the fridge. On the basis of what this is, would you need the potatoes with this?
Probably not. You're getting all your lovely vegetables there.
It'd be quite filling, wouldn't it?
Well, absolutely, and you could be missing, so a nice green salad would be gorgeous.
Yeah.
Lovely. Honestly, I think you would need something like that.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. I think that might be enough. It's a lovely recipe. Chicken halloumi and chickpea tray bake.
And that bit of spice in it is just...
Well, you're a great believer in that.
I do everything in moderation.
I know that. You didn't always say that.
Including moderation,
you didn't always say that. But it is. It's a lovely, lovely idea. And the other one is the chicken and leek sourdough gratin. But again, if somebody wanted to use broccoli or whatever,
absolutely,
there's no issue
they can substitute it.
That's fantastic. What would you like me to play today? I often say to you, what would you like me to play? Apart from...
The Chicken Song.
No. And apart from the Proclaimers, what would you like me to play? Now, none of your... stuff.
No.
None of the stuff you play...
What about something French, the gratin?
Something French. Do. You could do...
something.
There's a great song called Champs-Élysées.
Perfect.
Joe
Dassin. Done.
Champs-Élysées.
Here we go.
That's done.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci. Au revoir, monsieur. I shall see you next week. Très bon.
Bonjour.
No, bonjour, hello.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, you're luck at the Eurovision gig now.
No, definitely not.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Je me baladais sur l'avenue, le cœur ouvert à l'inconnu. J'avais envie de dire bonjour à n'importe qui, et ce fut toi. Je t'ai dit n'importe quoi, il suffisait de te parler pour t'apprivoiser. Oh, Champs-Élysées, oh, Champs-Élysées. Au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que...